Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Another quick rant of truth with me, Tyson Hartley. This one, an absolutely flabbergastingly stupid question from an alleged educated person in the media to me at a rally. You're gonna fall to the floor when you hear this. At least, figuratively, you will. I went to a rally to support nurses at a hospital where they're going to get fired unless they take the vaccine. And it's also rumored that they will also not be eligible for unemployment. This comes from an anonymous source that is a nurse, I guess, at that hospital. There's more than one in town, who said that I speculated at the previous rally I'd gone to the week before. So is it the case maybe that, you know, at least you'll get unemployment, but what will they, you know, move around as far as that, since they made up so much garbage off the top of their head in the last year and a half? So I said, if it push comes to shove and someone tries to fire me over it, they're going to have to fire me over it. Then I'll get unemployment or join a suit or something. So to that, the nurse said, yeah, they're not going to give us unemployment. They're going to. Now, I'm paraphrasing, and I'm not exactly sure if I have this right. Hoping to follow up with her, thought that she added me on Facebook, but I don't know that she did. Anyway, that, no, we are not going to get unemployment, she says. The idea is that your job description changed, and so they will say you voluntarily resigned, not that we fired you. And so they're going to do what's the meaning of the word is. It depends on what the meaning of the word is. And they're going to say, no, the job description changed, and so you didn't comply with it. I think employment law is in her favor. It's one thing to have a job description that is substantive coming in that a new employee agrees to. It's another thing entirely for an existing employee to have to work under a much different job description. They have to be able to prove that. But it's possible that if you don't approve, they could still get rid of you. So they want to. My big deal at the rally was heroes last year, thrown away this year. So you must comply or we don't have any need for you. So that's what the rally was about. It was interesting. I used my outside voice. I clearly supported my outside voice with my diaphragm properly, like someone who's been taught to do so for singing and such. So I remember that. Support your voice with your diaphragm. So I didn't just want to hold signs. When there were stop signs, I wanted to say some of the basic facts that I knew, i.e. viral load. The study showed, we talked about this, another quick rant of truth. The viral load of somebody who gets Delta is just as much if they're vaccinated as if they aren't. Previous quick rant of truth, I went through the manipulations and how they wrote the article that said that information as though it didn't have the actual conclusion that it did or didn't have the impact it did, those results. What it really means is ineffective against the vaccine, but they didn't want to use ineffective in the article. So I'm saying that type of thing. I'm also saying based off of that, if we know we need booster vaccines, that's why they're creating them. So why would some, and they're not ready yet. So why would these nurses that have to get vaccinated by such and such a date in September have to take the original vaccine that's no good against the variant? So I use my outside voice a lot. Anyway, about time for the rally to end, and walk across the street, and it feels for a moment like the old Ron Paul movement. There was a lot of room under the canopy. That's not how they say that, but it's something like that, for many people coming from many different areas. And so I see this person, and they look, if you decided on a template of what a way-leaning left kid looks like, who's a newspaper reporter for a minor newspaper, but nonetheless a city paper, who's only in his 20s, this is what he looked like. And I go, well, good for this kid. Good for this kid. That's not, and I was going to go over and be friendly and say, wow, you just look different than a lot of us. So, hey, what's going on? You know, good to see you here. And then for a moment, I'm talking to somebody else I had seen longer there, and I had just crossed the street and not been on that corner. And they said, he's a reporter for the Capital Journal. They didn't say Capital Journal, but that's the paper for the city. It's the Capital Journal. I just made up Capital Journal, but he definitely deserves this. So I hear them talking with some people, just kind of opinions, and I go back to him with dedicated facts. Dedicated facts. I say facts only, kind of like my man Rand in front of shitface Fauci, who's a demon, and how Paul comes up back to him with pointed facts. Would you like to take away your statement, since it's a crime to lie before Congress, that you did not fund any gain-of-function research? No, I would not. Mr. Fauci, do you not call taking an animal virus and increasing its and changing it so that it's transmissible to humans gain of function? And after that, Fauci just does character assassination and deflection and just continues with his lie. And then a Minnesota senator gives him cover, giving him just the ability to just go off on Paul. So I'm taking Paul's tack with this reporter and just saying the facts. There's a study that says the viral load, if you get the Delta, is just as great if you're unvaccinated. It's not effective. Therefore, why would these people need to take it by a certain time, especially with the loss of their careers, if it's not even effective, an effective vaccine? It's not that people can't get vaccinated. It's that we're supporting the right for people not to get vaccinated. Maybe said a couple of things. Give a minute and a half of a briefing. And he says to me, the first question out of his mouth, first question, so sir, do you work here? Are you a nurse or do you work at Stormont Vale? I say, no, I'm not kidding you. You might want to sit down. He said, well, why would you be here if you don't work at Stormont Vale? I repeat. He said, why would you be at a protest if you don't work at this hospital? I started laughing maniacally, sarcastically, twirled around, and fell to the ground purposely, sarcastically, over the almost impossible to believe. What I should have said is, are you punking me right now? If I would have thought of that longer and decided against the fall to the ground with the stupidity of that question, the absolute lack of awareness of anything, and the implication of trying to shut my mouth, which is maybe what part of it was. Wow, this guy was effective. I'm going to need to ask him why he's even here. Because he just tried to keep it even keeled, and I don't want it even keeled. So I'm going to ask him a ridiculous question that either he realizes ridiculous, or maybe will pressure him as an effective speaker that he is, that he shouldn't even be here, as if I'm that stupid. Did you not hear the facts I just gave you? So I literally am laughing maniacally and fall to the ground, and then I get right back up because, you know, I'm quick and I'm agile. And I say, I continue to laugh and go, did you really just say that? I'm saying this loud so other people can hear me. Did you just ask me why I would be at a protest if I'm not the people who are going to be damaged? And so I yell across the street. So you're only, you can't protest for other people's rights? Are you serious? Are you serious right now? So I'm going to follow up on that. You know, I thought of it later, but of course it's ridiculous. You know how the Black Lives Matter, you're white. You can't protest. Yeah. Slavery didn't end having anything to do with someone else that wasn't a victimized by slavery. Yep. It was only the slaves that helped that change. Yep. Oh yeah. You know, gosh, I forgot it earlier too, when I was telling somebody else about this. Rosa Parks, you know, Rosa Parks. Boy, well, I guess you shouldn't protest about Rosa Parks, you know. I don't know if she got in trouble after she did that. You know, don't support Rosa Parks because after all, you're not Rosa Parks. Those are pauses of my brain getting so confused. Dude, you are a Capital Journal reporter And you just ask what someone's doing at a protest if they're not directly affected by the issue at hand? So anyway, I get up from there, continue to have a discussion with him. And then he says to me, okay, sir, he says some other garbage. I wish I could remember some of that other garbage that made zero sense. And so I inform him a little bit longer. And then he said, oh, I said, well, you know, so he says something about the whether this would be legal. He goes, well, that's still going on. You know, they're still making that decision. I'm like, dude, do you not think that in China that all the things they do, the, you know, the legal system in place don't find a rationalization for it? So that doesn't matter a whole lot. I mean, they found rationalizations so far for all the garbage so far. And he goes, are you saying that we don't have a legal system? But what? So I challenged him on that. I'm like, no, I said that even in China, they have a legal system that rationalizes and you know, gives legal justification for a bunch of things. I didn't say we don't have a legal system. What are you talking about? So the second part of this is that at the end, he goes, well, thank you, sir. Can I have your name? I said, no, you may not. So he said, well, you have some interesting quotes. I'd like to. Yeah, he didn't write down my quotes. So unless it's recorded, there's no way he's coming to it word for word. I saw him writing and he did not write enough to write my quote. I don't know that for certain. I didn't see the pad, but I wouldn't be surprised if you don't record it. The same spaz scumbag who tries to say you shouldn't even be here and who looks like that. And yes, if I've told you a major extremist authoritarian, I'm always right because I have, that's what I heard from all of my friends, academic, way too extreme lefty, mid-20s, what he would look like. That's him. That's the guy. That's the guy. So anyway, I kind of wondered whether when I fell to the ground with sarcasm, whether he might be mad. I didn't think of it at all at first, but I wonder if later. And then I said, even if he was, I saw his arms and he wouldn't hurt. It wouldn't hurt me. So we get to the end of the conversation. He goes, can I have your name? I said, no, you may not. And so he says, well, you know, why not? I've got quotes. I said, you know, unfortunately, the climate of the times is you can no longer openly speak and not have repercussions if you have any other skin in the game where you might have more repercussions than others. So, no, you cannot. He goes, well, sir, that's not how the... I said, you can anonymously quote me. Sir, that's not how this works. That's not how this works. I said, well, that's all you can do because I'm not going to give you my name. And then I say to him, I hope it's a day that changes his life, but I doubt it because I saw what he looks like and I saw what he most closely identifies with and I seen the Capital Journal's articles or just like everything else. Why would we do any analysis to say that the viral load being just as much vaccinated or unvaccinated means that it's no good on the Delta variant? That would mean we'd have to think independently and might give people enough information to not just go along and comply. And that's not our job. Our job is to propagandize. So I said to him, you know, here's the thing. I don't know if I remember I said buddy. I'm sure I didn't. My tendency is when I'm telling a story, say, listen here, buddy. I don't say buddy to anybody. Anybody. I might say anybody, but not buddy. I said, here's the thing. What you can do with the information that I gave you is, I don't know, maybe go see if it's true. You know, take it as a lead. You know, take that back and then you can use it in articles. You know, so I don't have to just tell you something. I'm not the reference. What I told you is the reference. So you guys, this problem is you don't do background research. You just, you know, say what Party A said and say what Party B said. If you do the investigation, it is not necessarily editorial to to point out previous facts that you've covered in stories. And if you would have covered those stories to begin with, like the study that came out that said you get just as much viral load, then that would have been your background. You can add that. And aside is that as a mass comm major, I looked at these things. I'm a student of news, and that's the problem. Some long time ago, they turned the idea of, you know, being balanced, meaning both sides can say it. One side can be full of crap, but we'll let them say it. We don't do basic research to find out if the one side is full of crap, then no. I mean, if the one side's full of crap and you find it out, you go back to that source and you go, would you like to clarify this? But we're not going to put garbage, just claims, in our news article. Or you go to the other side and say, hey, so this person said this. If you don't want to do the research, go to the other side. The other person might be informed enough to know, but you should do your regular research and don't let your form of just telling you the facts turn into, I talked to party A, they said this. What if they're rabid liars? And I talked to party B and they said this. But what if that person's a rabid liar? So that's where they've fallen by the wayside. You do need to check your facts. You don't just get to have potential rabid parties say something. And it gets just as much weight in the story, if not more, because they'll play other tricks where they try to give weight to one side or the other, and even their quote. So it's like, dude, go follow a lead. If you think that's relevant, then go figure it out yourself. Don't just rely on my quote, you idiot. Go find the study. Do some thinking. So anyway, yeah, incredible. Absolutely mind-blowing, is it not? Well, what are you doing here if you don't work at the hospital and you're not directly affected? Oh, I wonder. I mean, what was his purpose? I guess I'll leave the best for last. When I got up after my sarcastic rolling around, I eventually got back to him. He said, no, I'm serious. He stood by it. Guys, I don't know how much more if you ever had like made a commitment a long time ago to a conclusion or to an affiliation, and then you hear stories like this and you go, yeah, well, I guess I was right. Still feel really good about my decision not to support that party or not to support that outlook or not to support that institution. So I felt really good about my long ago decision to, I will go find news myself. I will not listen to the ether crap that's puked out at me. And I will not support media in general in broadcast form. And I will not support the headlines of newspaper articles. I will go find information myself on my own timeline. And when I do find information, if it happens to see it being that, I will absolutely be skeptical. And if it's anything significant, I will either not take it as truth for now, or I will go study it and find the other information. So absolutely solidifies my belief in my decisions, because a reporter in the United States, no, forget that, in reality, in this universe, said to somebody, what are you doing at a protest where you're trying to tell somebody that they ain't doing something right? If you're not the person affected by the thing that you don't think is right. All right, that's it for this quick rant of truth. A little bit long, but I think doable. Thanks, guys. Talk to you later. Go see me on Chemology 411 or listen to me as well. We are over 100 official episodes and well over that if you count all the little extra episodes we have. Chemology 411 on all the main platforms with me and Kim. And, of course, over here at the Scales of Truth, where I'll do a long episode or I'll do a shorter one called Quick Rants of Truth. 20 minutes is about the limit of what a quick rant of truth should be, so I'll let you go. Bye-bye.